Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of The Alchemy of True Success. And thanks so much for tuning in to Soul to Profit Radio, bringing business to spirituality and spirituality to business. Each show, we are committed to helping you, our enlightened audience, discover your purpose, share your gifts, and monetize your message. Life is short, so let's get started.
Hello to my wonderful, loyal listeners from around the globe and beyond, and welcome to Soul to Profit Radio. I'm your host, Jaden Sterling, and before I introduce my guest today, I wanted to take a few minutes and talk about life. You know, it seems like now more than ever, people are feeling the intense energy that precedes change. And energy can show up in many forms. You know, perhaps you are questioning your life or your purpose, or maybe you are starting to feel a pinch in your business. But regardless of how it's showing up for you, I want to remind you to not get caught up in fear, which often comes from uncertainty. And relax. And I really, really mean that. You know, we had a full moon last night. It was a blue moon, so 2 full moons in 1 month. That doesn't happen very often. And people are feeling a lot of the energy from that. And it's, you know, I talked to 6 people yesterday, and each of them had a different variation of feeling this really intense energy that's going on. It is intense, but it's also there for a reason. It's like a catalyst. And if you can learn how to relax through this process, and I'm going to give you a little exercise because so many people are experiencing this, and I think you might find it helpful. When you feel either stress or you're feeling afraid or fearful, remind yourself that is a state of mind that can be controlled. And the way to do that is to take a deep breath. So you first stop yourself from the mental chatter that's causing the fear. And that's really all it is fear comes up because you're either thinking about a previous moment or thinking about something in the future. And that is what starts a fearful thought. It's never about the present moment. So recognize that you're not being fully present and in the moment. Okay, so that's the first thing. And then the second thing is you have to stop your brain from the mental chatter. And one way to do that is to visualize a stop sign in your mind, and that will automatically stop the mental chatter. So once you see that stop sign, that's going to show you and remind you for that mental chatter to stop. And the second thing is to then take a deep breath and allow for relaxation to flow through your body. It allows you to get centered and get into the now. So after that deep breath, I then want you to tell yourself out loud, and you have to say this audibly, say, I've got this. And that might be something so simple, but the fact that you're telling yourself out loud, hey, I've got this, is so powerful because it helps bring up a feeling of confidence. And that confidence is going to override any fearful thought you're having or any fearful feeling. So that's really important. And you might even want to write it on a little sticky note, the phrase, I've got this, and put it anywhere you can see it throughout the day. You know, maybe stick it on your computer monitor or on your bathroom mirror, but continue to remind yourself that you are in charge of your destiny. You are in charge of your day, and you can turn any situation around that you're currently feeling and make it for the better. Okay, so that is my thoughts on, you know, what's happening during this time, this very intense energetic time that people are feeling. And it's a little mental exercise to help you get past this and get past anything that keeps showing up in your life over and over again that you need to start taking more control with and more action with. And that is the very reason I have a terrific guest on the show today. He's going to help us go a little bit deeper in taking action. Pete Winarski is with us today. Pete is a speaker, author, results coach, transformational leader, and business consultant who helps businesses and individuals achieve their full potential. The clients he has supported range from individuals and small business owners to international corporations with billions in revenue. His company, Win Enterprises LLC, provides business consulting to help business leaders transform their results. Pete has worked with corporations such as McKinsey and Company, 3M, Hasbro, and many others. Today, we're speaking to Pete as the author of Act Now, a daily action log for achieving your goals in 90 days. This book fits perfectly at the intersection of business and personal goal achievement and taps into many of the practices such as meditation and visualization to help you achieve your goals. His book, Act Now, fills the gaps that many people have after trying to apply the lessons from the book and movie, The Secret. And that's why we titled the show today, Beyond the Secret, you know, the next stage for getting the results that you want. And Pete, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jaden. And I'll tell you, after that intro that you did in the pre-intro with the guided visualization and just, you know, I'm centered, I'm grounded, and so ready to chat with you. This is so much fun.
Excellent. Wonderful. Glad to hear it. Hopefully our audience members are too. You know, I'm sure you're starting to hear from people that, wow, this is quite a time that's happening, and energetically people are feeling, you know, the full moon effects, and things are really getting ramped up. But, you know, that's always a good thing, isn't it? Because I find that kind of energy flow precedes growth. You know, it precedes change in life. So it's almost like reminding oneself in the middle of that turmoil or the confusion is, hey, get excited because right around the corner, change is coming. What do you think, Pete?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I think, you know, some of us who are doing some work that is right on that edge of the spirituality realm understand that there's some energy movement going on. But even the folks who wouldn't put that language to it, you know, especially in the corporate world, you don't hear that type of language. But what you do hear is, you know, it could come out as frustration or excitement, you know, because you could choose any situation and frame it as something that's more positive to you. You know, there are a lot of things that are changing and moving. There are lots of challenges that are not just for us individuals out there in the world, but also the big corporations are, you know, working through really big challenges right now. And, you know, you could label it the economy, you could label it business growth, you could label it in a lot of different ways, but it's changing. It's changing and transforming for the better. And, you know, the way I position that makes it all very exciting.
It does, absolutely. So I know you have a background in corporate America as well as I do. Please share with our listeners a little bit about the story of you leaving corporate America and starting your own consulting business.
Yeah, thanks. You know, it seems like so long ago now. But I had the corporate roles. I had the vice president of operations title. You know, prior to that, I was working with a big consulting firm called McKinsey & Company. So I was running around helping the Fortune 500 size businesses for a number of years. And, you know, before that, I was in another operating role, you know, all through my career. And, you know, I've always had that buzz inside of me for helping other people to succeed, whether it was a role where I was in a trainer, facilitator, you know, continuous improvement resource type person, because I had that for a big part of the early part of my career, or in the, you know, vice president role where, you know, as a natural part of who you are, you need to be coaching your team and helping your team to excel, and not just your direct reports team, but the larger part of the company. And that the seeds of me continuing to help other people were planted while I was in that corporate role. But you know, eventually the bug got me, that itch to go and put my energies more towards, you know, helping a broader group of people as opposed to just just the immediate responsibilities that I had to ship product, and make the monthly targets and that sort of thing that you do kind of get caught up in the corporate world. And it just felt to me, Jaden, I'm sure you've been there too, or it feels like, man, there's something bigger out there for me. Now, that's not for everyone, by the way. You know, many of you listening may be in corporate roles and you may be happy. I'm not at all suggesting that you do anything different then. If that's the case for you, you have to really evaluate for yourself. But for me, what I think realized for a long time was, that I was headed in that direction, and then the opportunity just started to brew. People asking me for help, and before I knew it, I knew it, I would have a client base, and I was ready to have the courage and make the leap, and there I went off on my own.
Yeah, and thank you for sharing that, Pete. And that's a good point. Not everyone has that inner calling to become an entrepreneur, that there's a special set of a skill set associated with being an entrepreneur versus working for a corporation or working for someone else. So I agree with you. A little disclaimer here, everyone, that was your experience, Pete. That was my experience. We both had to leave our corporate jobs in order to step into our soul's purpose. But that path isn't for everyone, and it's for someone who clearly knows within themselves that is the direction they need to go. And it's something like, I gave myself a solid 30 days to have that inner feeling that you just talked about, having that feeling inside of, I knew I needed to leave. I knew I was being held back, although I was earning a very high income. I still felt like there was more for me to do in life. So I said, all right, if 30 days in a row I still feel that, then I'm going to make a promise to myself on day 31 to make a change. So that was my story. Share with our audience what you did to step into your purpose, and is the work that you're doing today aligned with that?
Yeah, I love this conversation because at the time I made the jump and went solo and became that entrepreneur, solopreneur for the first couple of years, I didn't have that language where I understood purpose. I had not done any purpose exercises or purpose reading. I just knew that something didn't feel right, and I knew that something else was likely to feel better. And so that was my first signal. Over time, as I started to do some, some purpose exercises, I began to get a sense of who I am and what my purpose ought to be in the first place, and then recognized that there's clear elements of what I'm doing today that were not present, in the old corporate role and responsibility. So, it started with leaning into what feels better than what you're doing now and trusting the process a little bit. In my experience, both for myself and working with other people, if it's, you can really trust that inner guidance system of yours. And if it feels right, there's a pretty good chance that it's lined up. Even if you haven't bothered to take the time or haven't had the opportunity yet or have written down you put words to your purpose, that doesn't matter as much as, do you have a sense that you're on the right track or not on the right track? And trust your intuition. And if your intuition's saying you're not on the right track, then just open up to what might be the right track and see what other possibilities are out there. And sometimes it's staring you in the face, as it was for me.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. And how many years ago did you go through that process?
Oh, my goodness. I've been solo since, 2006. And then in 2007 was the first time that I'd ever been through any sort of a purpose exercise. And that was through Jack Canfield's Breakthrough to Success seminar. The first time I went through that was back in 2007. And you know, Jack goes through a life purpose guided visualization. It's a nice meditation that is designed towards helping you gain insight to what your purpose is, or at least the next unfolding of that message to you. And, you know, I've done that meditation on a number of occasions over the time since 2007. And, you know, part of that, what's interesting is you actually receive a gift, and that gift symbolizes something to do with your life purpose. And every single time I've received a different gift. Which means that it's challenging me to figure out, you know, okay, well, what does this mean now? And, you know, it's funny, a friend of mine, his name's Sean Weisner. Sean Weisner, every single time, gets the exact same gift. So from that standpoint, he's really crystal clear about what his purpose is from the standpoint of what that object is and what the symbolism means for him. And he's clear about it, and he's figured it out. For me, I think, you know, as I go through that same guided visualization exercise, you know, the first time the object was a quill pen, and I knew immediately it had to do with writing. So here I am, an author, and I've got many books in me, and they're ready to come out. So that's a consistent thing. One time I had this vision of this big pot of soup on the stove, and there I am stirring it with a giant ladle, and I had no idea what that meant, Jaden. I guess I'm going to work in a soup kitchen. I'm not sure. What does that mean? And I was working with a coach.
You're going to stir things up for people, right?
Yeah, maybe so. I'm going to really get things moving. You know, hopefully I won't see a beehive in the future. But, you know, the coach I was working with at that point in time a few years back helped me to recognize, you know, it's about sharing. And it's like, you know, the light bulb moment, right? You get that. Yeah, that's it. You know, sharing what I've learned is a direct hit of what my purpose is all about. And so if you look at what I'm doing as an author, as a speaker, as a consultant, it's a direct hit. And that's how I know I'm right in line.
That's excellent. Yeah, Jack does great work. He's fantastic. And I can see where you got a lot out of that workshop. And you know, and there's also something interesting about soul's purpose and getting multiple images or images that you might think initially aren't connected, but then knowing as you go further in your career that they actually are, because I often think that soul's purpose isn't one thing, you know, that we are really capable beings and creative beings, and we can bring our talents and energies to multiple things. You know, like I've known in my 20s, I was a financial consultant for Merrill Lynch. In my 30s, I was an entrepreneur developing real estate projects, you know, affordable housing and mixed-use projects and commercial. And now in my 40s, I am doing what you do, you know, a personal coach and business consultant and keynote speaker and author. And so, you know, that's something that we can have alternate routes for our soul's purpose, but there's always a common thread, and that's what I've learned, right? Have you seen that in your life as well, that there's a common thread amongst everything you're doing?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, sometimes you have to work a little bit to make sure that you can identify what that common thread is. And what I mean by that is there have been times when, you know, I've been working as a consultant, and that's where, you know, the primary revenue for a long time has come from. And then there's the, you know, writing books or speaking and creating workshops, and that's a lot of fun. They felt for a long time, for a couple of years, like two separate entities, where it was really clear that the speaking and workshops and, you know, writing was definitely aligned with my purpose, and it felt like the consulting was not. And that was a big problem because, you know, 80-90% of my time was spent with clients on business consulting in a very traditional business consultant type of a way. And that was not aligned the way that I was positioning it a few years ago. And then a couple years ago, I really worked pretty hard at this with a lot of introspection and going through that guided visualization type of an exercise more. And you know, eventually, Jaden, I understood how I could piece them together so that they coexisted. And that's what, you know, I work with clients today, same as I did a few years ago. But there are a couple significant things that are different in how we approach things, in the framework that we bring forward, and now we think of things more of from a full transformation standpoint, and helping business leaders to transform is what we do in a way that aligns with what my purpose and the purpose for my company is. That wasn't true a few years ago. So that common thread exists today. It did not a few years ago, and until I got it right, we were somewhat stuck, and we're not anymore.
Good for you. So you recognized that, hey, there's something that doesn't feel right here, something needs to change, and you took the steps to make those changes. Awesome. Do you contribute your, the show is Soul to Profit Radio, and we talk about how to discover soul's purpose. And then the key is we also talk about the steps that my wonderful guests such as you took to monetize your purpose. Was there one or two things that you did that really made a difference in your business?
Yeah, I'd say the first one was really defining a framework for who our consulting company really is. And that framework is what we call the WIN Holistic Transformation Model, part of WIN Enterprises or Pete Winarski. It all plays together there. Because we want to help businesses and business leaders win, so it fits nicely. And that framework is how to help companies to transform, and a piece of that framework is what we call the science of success, which is my business corporate vernacular that really means a lot of the things that we're talking about here. We do things like visualization, like you started off the program with, and affirmations and clarity about your goals in the first place. So the goal setting, the visualization and affirmation behind that. There's things like meditation and guided visualization in there. And, to bring that into a corporate world is, I don't want to say risky, but it's a little bit, you have to ease into it in a way that they'll be open to it. Because they don't want woo-woo, foo-foo stuff. They want things that are going to drive results to the bottom line. And what you and I know, and a lot of us, the guests on your program really do know, is that these types of things can accelerate the results to your bottom line. But if you have people who don't understand that, there's barriers that they erect, and you have to work through and get it in there. So, nonetheless, Jaden, I've practiced everything in this framework, including the science of success principles, in the corporate world, and have great results with them.
So are you saying, Pete, that you don't necessarily lead with that vernacular, but you bring it into what you're sharing when you're in front of the audience?
Yeah. For example, here's a corporate group that I've been working with, so the senior executive team, the CEO and his staff, and kind of extended staff, so sort of the top 20 people. And we've done some guided visualizations with them. And the opening on how to get in and do that, because I certainly know and appreciate the power, and I would love to do that in every single setting I'm in, but I don't always feel the warm welcome to go there until there's a little bit of a relationship built. So that's part of it, building a relationship and building that trust. And the opening here was they wanted to really enhance creativity. And they had some experience. I'm not sure where they had it, whether they read about it. It might have been an article in a magazine or might have been a speaker that they heard who talked about the different brainwave patterns and the idea that if you could get into a theta brainwave, you are at your most creative. And they said, wow, if we could just get everyone to be at theta. And I said, oh, this is a really interesting conversation because I happen to know something about this. And then we got into that discussion. And, we had a workshop coming up in a couple of days. And I said, would you be willing to let me go through and do some exercises for about a half hour in the morning? And they did. And it was great. So they approached it from, if we could get theta brainwave activity among our employees. Well, if you've done meditation work, yes, you can get there, but it's not just like turning a switch. It's not like having a glass of water and you're there. Nonetheless, to help get them started with that was perfect, was wonderful. And mm-hmm. So we've done a few exercises along that way to introduce them to that whole world and that whole possibility. And then the feedback, Jaden, from people, you know, I taught them a couple of real simple things that they can spend, you know, 3 or 4 minutes on their own doing, that some of them on their own tried it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what do you think the results were? They said, wow, that was amazing. I was really calm, you know, in a stressful situation, or I was really, really clear, or it helped me get clear. You know, the typical things that you would hear from someone who's going through guided visualizations and meditation. And, you know, it works. And they appreciated it.
That's fantastic. And it's a really good reminder. I hope our listeners are really taking in the message that you're sharing, because it is important. And like you said, you gain their trust. You can still bring in these, I hate to even call them alternative modalities, but they're modalities that may not be on their, you know, on their radar screen, and yet
right.
they are also extremely effective. So that's, thank you. That's helpful, because not, you know, there might be some listeners who aren't in corporate America yet, you know, who haven't started bridging that gap, or maybe they don't even have the desire, but many are. Many of my listeners and people I work with are very interested in bringing their techniques into corporations and benefiting them that way. So that's terrific.
Part of that whole shift that you talked about at the beginning, there's a lot of energetic shifts going on here. And whether you're in touch with it the way many of your listeners are, or recognizing that many of the folks in the world probably are not really in touch with what's going on, they're just, they kind of see the outward signs of it. Part of that, I think, is this opening up of people's mindsets and awareness to other possibilities. So, you know, it's not just in the corporate world. I've worked with, you know, small businesses where there's, you know, 5 employees or, you know, 20 employees. That's the whole company. And, you know, the leaders of those businesses are very entrepreneurial, like we are. And yet, you know, they haven't had any exposure to these things before. So when I lead them through exercises like this, you know, they have a similar reaction in that, you know, position in a way that it feels safe for them to try. And then they try it. And then they say, wow, that was amazing. And that, by the way, whether it's, you know, meditating or, frankly, even visualizing your goals. I mean, people have been doing visualization for a long time, yet, you know, collectively in the world, they've been doing it for a long time. But that doesn't mean that the individuals that you're talking to have done it, are comfortable with it, have had any exposure to it. So guiding them by the hand can sometimes really get them a long way and help build that trust in the relationship you have.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Pete, can we talk a little bit about your terrific book, Act Now? And will you share with our listeners how you get, you know, I know it's about setting goals and achieving maximum results. Can you talk a little bit about the book and give us an overview?
Absolutely, yeah. I love the concept of Act Now. And I'll tell you, it fell in my lap when I was realizing that so much of what we need to do in order to succeed and hit our goals is take action, and yet not a whole lot of conversation was happening out there in the world, you know, around that theme. You know, we're hearing a lot, you know, when The Secret came out as a book and movie, you know, it had a tremendous impact across just, you know, wide ranges of people who had no idea that there was this potential that was there at their fingertips. So what an awesome service that the idea of, you know, think, you know, go back to Napoleon Hill, think and grow rich, you know, act, you know, I've already forgotten the logo of the three words, but the, you know, act, believe, receive. What is the law of attraction theme from The Secret? My goodness, I'm embarrassed that I'm forgetting this at the moment.
Let's see. Yeah, boy, that's been a long time. Let's see, the three. I don't think act was necessarily the first thing. Was it?
I don't think it was, which is, see, I've reprogrammed myself so steadily, I put that first.
Yeah, you put that in there. Believe.
Believe, receive, are numbers two and three. Anyway.
Yeah.
My apologies for not getting that exactly right, but what was missing, obviously, was, you know, the action part of it. And you know, I mean, one extreme example is, you know, people sitting on the couch, you know, dreaming up their goals and thinking that they're just going to happen. And, you know, they could do that extremely well, and they can have the best visualization and the best meditating and the best, you know, dreaming sessions and journaling and doing all of the right things that we talk about. You know, there's so many great examples in that movie. However, every single person in that movie also did something with the insights that they got, and they took action. And that's where Act Now really came together. And the other thing that really happened for me was, you know, I had in the early 2000s, in fact, it was the year 2000, I was marathon training. You know, all the marathons I ran in the year 2000 and haven't run one since. But I do know from that experience that, you know, running a marathon is quite a big deal. And, you know, you may need 6 months, especially if you're not really that, you know, training any long distances. If you want to complete a race that's 26 miles long, you better get some mechanisms in place that include, you know, a running group, someone who's coaching you. You want to make sure you're eating right, exercising right, you know, following a good routine. And I did all of that with a running logbook. And I used that logbook to great success then. And then fast forward to this time when, you know, I mentioned going through Jack Canfield's work at the, you know, beginning of 2007, and, you know, we're talking about things in Breakthrough to Success, that course, that are all good goal achievement principles.
Hello? Pete, I think we lost you. Boy, when he's finished talking, he's finished talking. Hopefully we will get Pete back on the air and he'll call back in. Pete, if you can hear us, we can hear you. So give us a call back, because we'd love to hear about your principles that you were talking about. Wow, I've never had that happen in the history of my radio show. I've never had a guest just drop off like that in the middle of a sentence. Okay, so I think Pete was referring to the secret in that it was talking about think, believe, and receive. Although I didn't look this up, but I think that is part of what he was referring to. And where he was going with this, I believe where he was going with this is that he felt like the secret left off in that there is no action. That the thought was, oh, wait, we might have him back. Let's see. Pete, do we have
you back?
Can
you hear me okay?
Yes,
yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
That was the strangest thing. I had a very polite British voice saying, thank you for joining Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Well, I'm like, wow,
very
that
polite.
Happened in the history. That is polite. That has never happened in the history of my show. So I just went on to say that I think you were getting at that the secret left, you know, what happened with the secret was there was no action taken, that, like you're saying, people sitting on the sofa thinking, maybe it's think, believe, receive. Although
something
that's
like that, yeah.
Important, right? That is important to get clear about where you're headed and then take action. So I'll let you continue on.
Well, and thank you. That's exactly right. And what I was illustrating about the book was, you know, all of these things that are good for you towards your success and goal achievement, you know, man, there were so many of them. And we can come up with a list a mile long of things that, you know, you get great advice. You know, someone listening today will get some great advice. Someone who heard your show last week or next week is going to get great advice. And how do you incorporate all of this in? So I actually went back to, hey, when I ran those marathons, I used a logbook and it was awesome. Why not figure out how to do the same thing? And that's what I essentially became the book Act Now. I went through a number of iterations on what this format would look like and decided, you know, what are the most important things I believed to include into a daily log versus what are the things that, you know, may be optional for many people. And that became the book. So, you know, the book itself is really two halves. The first half of the book are a couple chapters to guide you through the methodology, setting your goals in the first place, and then the methodology to actually go through what we call three types of action, which I'll describe in a minute, and build routines around them. And then the second half of the book are the daily action log sheets to help you take action, to help you to take all three types of those actions every day.
Wonderful. So tell us, what are those three types of actions?
Perfect. So it's easy to think about what are those action steps that you plan to take. And, you know, a lot of times people create an action plan. They say, I have a goal. I want to run a marathon, or I want to earn so much money, or I want to do this in my career, or whatever the case may be. They set a goal, and they say, now, in order for me to get there, I'm going to take these steps. Now, by the way, not everyone does this, but you ought to. You ought to consider creating an action plan based on what you know. And so simply taking some of those action steps every day is what I call planned action. Jack Canfield teaches the rule of five. That's part of his book, The Success Principles. You know, I've incorporated that in so that the rule of five exists within the daily action log sheets. So that's number one. The second type of action are the daily habits. And the daily habits, these are all of those things that are quote-unquote good for you when it comes to success and goal achievement. And what I've included on here are visualizing your goals as complete, saying your affirmations, expressing appreciation and gratitude, meditating, reading, exercising, journaling, and letting go, quote-unquote letting go, because there's a lot of methods behind that. But the idea of just kind of releasing any of the burden that you're feeling or experiencing at any point in time. So that's the second type, getting into a set of daily habits of all of those things that are good for you and will help you to get there.
So you're
third
saying,
type, Jaden.
Excuse me, Pete, before you go on, you're saying do all of those things daily.
To the extent that you can.
Okay.
And there's certainly ways that we can fit in so that you're being somewhat economical with your time, and do as many of those things every day as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Now, here's where I go and confess that I rarely do every single one of those every single day.
Mm-hmm.
However, I strive to do as many of them as I possibly can. And I also know that when I follow the process, lots of good things happen more quickly. And here's what's really cool. The planned actions, these are what our conscious mind guides us and says, here are the things you ought to do. Our daily habits basically are starting to fire up both the internal biological parts of who we are. You know, you think of the brain and how it works and how it, the unconscious mind filters what you're looking to gain and achieve and blocks things that it doesn't think are important to you, and how it starts to work on your behalf, through the whole reticular activating system and all of that. Then there's the law of attraction part, which I do believe is a real thing from a quantum physics standpoint, that, as what you think about, you bring about is a real happening. But it's not just because you begin recognizing it from a biological standpoint, but you actually do draw in resources that are there to help you that maybe weren't there before. Maybe you meet mm-hmm. someone, magically in the line at Starbucks. I mean, I've had these things happen to me. I know they've happened to other people. They tell me about them. And here's the thing. The third type of action is what pulls it all together, and that's the inspired actions. And the reason we get these little intuitive hits or these aha moments or the light bulb goes off and you get the idea is a function of having the clarity to what our goals are in the first place, and then doing these daily habits to reinforce all of the goal and success mechanisms, some of which are biological internal and some of which are quantum physics external. And frankly, I don't really care where they're coming from, but if I get an idea, then it behooves me to act on it as quickly as I can. And that's really the gift. And so the whole point of the book is to help you to understand those principles and put them into work so that you can begin doing something on a day-to-day-to-day basis in terms of taking action, ideally all three types of action, on a daily basis. And that's what gets you to your goal quicker than anything else.
Excellent. So I'm curious, when do you set your, when do you set these daily daily goals?
Well, what I generally do is I am most productive on the daily habits first thing in the morning. So if I get up and I start by declaring and writing down, I'll open up the book and I'll write down, well, here's what my intention for today is. And given where I am towards the 90-day goals and where I am so far, you know, along that path. So if it's, you know, if it's week three, I've got 10 weeks to go, then am I where I need to be and what do I need to focus on? And I'll start planning out, well, here's what I want to accomplish today. So here's my intention for today. And then I'll go and do as many of the daily habits as I can. Now, here's where that economical part comes into play. Because if I'm running, I can go on a run and at the same time do my visualizations and my affirmations. Because it's very simple to do those at the same time. I mean, I've even had my 3x5 cards literally in my hand while running outside.
That's
easy to do on a treadmill.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, what I love to do is do meditating and journaling side by side. So I'll put the iPod on, listen to some of the guided visualizations I have are just 5 minutes long. Others are more like 20 or 30 minutes. It just kind of depends on my mood or what kind of time I have. And I'll always have a journal or something to write with nearby so that, you know, there you go. There's a 2-for-1 right there. You know, whether I do the 5-minute version or the 30-minute version, still it's about, you know, 15, 30 minutes. And, you know, two more of those daily habits are covered. So, you know, it's a matter of just, you know, fitting them in where you can, but you can be pretty economical in, you know, in what basically is like an hour's investment of time. You can really get a tremendous kickback benefit in the form of interesting ideas, refocusing, clarity, you know, a sense of purpose towards the goals that you set already. I mean, it all just falls into place really nicely.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Great ideas, too. I really like that. Well, Pete, thank you. Thank you so much for being on Soul to Profit Radio. And will you please share with our listeners where they can find out more about you and your work?
Absolutely. And Janie, I really appreciate you having me on the show, and you know, the what you're doing is awesome. So let me say that before I forget, because I'm just really grateful for the opportunity to be here and talk to your listeners. You can find out more about Act Now, the book, at dailyactionlog.com. You know, very straightforward, dailyactionlog.com. And for the listeners, keep an eye on what's happening on this webpage, because it will go through 2 or 3 changes in the next 30 days, because we're really ramping up to relaunching the book right at the end of September. So there's going to be some cool things there. PeteWinarski.com, I'll spell it PeteWinarski, is my personal homepage, and that's where you can find information out about me as a speaker. And also find the path to the other websites and contact information through there. And then lastly, for those business folks out there who are interested in what I'm doing from a business consulting standpoint and want to take a look at that Win Holistic Transformation Model, that can be found at winenterprisesllc.com. And I'd love to hear your feedback, anyone, if you want to get in touch with me, tell them Jaden sent you, and we'll have a nice chat.
That sounds great. Thank you, Pete. I know you're getting ready to fly out, literally catch a plane. So we appreciate your time, and we look forward to having you back on the show.
I'm so happy to have helped out today. It's been a lot of fun. And, you know, Jaden, let's keep in touch. Thank you so much.
Sounds great. Take care.
Take care.
Well, there you have it, Pete, the author of Act Now. Interesting guy. A couple of things I want to remind our listeners of, and the thing that's helped me the most with my goal setting is I always do it the night before. I know Pete said he does it that morning, but what that does for me is it allows me to come before I leave my office the night. I'm already in the flow of what I'm working on, so I'm very clear in my mind of what I need to accomplish the next day. That's when I write my list to do for the following day. And then it also does something else for me. It allows me to show up at my office in the morning and be highly focused, because I've already got my list in front of me. I know what I'm doing, and I'm not being drawn into other things. I'm absolutely on task. Okay, and next week I have a fantastic guest, Sean Duperin. Sean is a six-time Emmy Award-winning TV host. She has a radio show, TV host. She's a media coach. She's fantastic. You'll want to make sure that you tune in next week, same time, same bat channel. And remember, this week you can find me at jadensterling.com, J-A-D-E-N, sterling.com. Have a great week, everyone. And remember to do those things that fill your soul and your wallet. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. GEICO has some info worth sharing with your seven blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting GEICO.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.